Support for Lanyap on KEDM comes from Fiesta Nutrition Center, a natural foods and supplement market and lunch cafe, 1211 North 18th Street, fiestanutrition.com. Time now for Lanyap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio. With information on issues and events, I'm Jay Curtis. Joining me in the studio, Dr. Debbie Chandler, the conductor, and Dr. Jason Reinhardt, the director, for a new production of Les Miserables going on this weekend at Brown Auditorium, but produced by the Strauss Theater Center. Welcome to Lanyap, you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is a very exciting thing, a very huge undertaking, but not a fully staged production. Jason, can you kind of go into what level of intricacy you've gotten into for this?
Well, Les Mis is one of the very few musicals that is sung through. There's no real dialogue in the show. It's everything is sung. So we wanted to concentrate on the music part of the show. We do have some small staging, nothing like last year's Sound of Music. The chorus is set on choir risers behind the principal actors, or singers, I should say, but they're not in their traditional setting. They're skewed different ways, and then the chorus moves throughout the show into different positions, and then they'll come to the mic to sing little solo lines and move back. So there is some staging that goes along with it, and there's a huge projection screen on the side of the stage that gives kind of a background and little movie clips of what might be going on scenic-wise in the show as we go through it.
So even somebody who's not terribly familiar with the storyline can walk in and have a terrific first-time experience.
Yeah, and it is sung in English, so the words are very, you know, understandable. And, you know, the kind of tells you in the movie projections where you are and what time, you know, what year it is, so.
Debbie, this is also a huge undertaking from the standpoint of, yes, this is a huge show, and it is sung all the way through.
That's right. You know, I was thinking last night, usually when we are in the pit, Jason does this as well, we have a few moments to collect our thoughts during dialogue. But this is like an opera. You know, and I don't want to scare people away, you know, that don't, you know you don't like opera. This is not like opera. And there's just no time for you to get a sip of water or to just, you know, make sure something's hasn't fallen off your music stand. I mean, it is continuously sung, and the orchestra's playing the entire time, and the singers are singing, and it's going to be very exciting, though. Wonderful singers.
Because, as you say, okay, maybe I don't like opera, why should I go to this? But it is far more in the traditions of musical theater and just fantastic storytelling.
It is. It's a wonderful story. It's easy to follow. The story is very easy to follow. I had never seen Les Mis, even at, you know, the Russell Crowe, Hugh Jackman. I'd never seen it. So I was on a learning curve to start with. I learned the music brand new. I knew the big songs like most people do. But following the storyline, it's just an exciting and it's emotional. It's very passionate. And I think if you're listening to it for the first time or if you know it very well, you're going to really enjoy this performance.
Jason, take us through just a little bit of the story, maybe for somebody who's never really heard it.
Well, the two main protagonists are Jean Valjean and Javert. Jean Valjean is a convict who is getting out of prison. He's been in prison for 5 years for stealing a loaf of bread to help feed his starving sister's child. And Javert says, you know, don't forget who I am because I'll be looking over your shoulder if you break parole. Well, of course, that sets up the whole story. Valjean breaks parole and goes into hiding, and Javert kind of follows him through his life, making decisions, and it's a struggle for Javert because he sees the compassion that Valjean has for his sister's child, who eventually the sister dies and the child grows up and he takes her into his keeping, and Javert, not to spoil it, has a real struggle internally whether the law is right or is God and family right, and something happens to him in the middle of the show. But then at the end of the show, Valjean still isn't sure if he's done enough good in his life to be redemptive and have an ever after life, you know, right before the end of the show. So it's a very emotional show.
So what are the challenges that the two of you have faced working as a director and a conductor in a slightly different sort of role? Jason, you're directing people who aren't speaking. Mm-hmm. And Debbie, you're coaching, you're working with music side, but also people who have to be acting.
Well, for me, I've been talking throughout rehearsals about just the emotion and the characterization of the singers as if they were acting and moving in dialogue, and they actually have to do more because they're not acting. They have to do more with their body language, just standing still, or more with their character voices, because there are moments in the show that are funny. And, you know, they have to show that. They just can't stand there and sing with a straight face.
Well, it's always exciting to me. I mean, Jason conducts instruments all the time, and I'm a choral director that gets many, many opportunities to conduct orchestras and small ensembles, and this is, you know, I love to be in the pit, and I love working with such talented singers. We have Russ Givens as Jean Valjean, and Hunt Neely as Javert, and, you know, the list goes on, and so it's just, I love putting it all together. You know, it has its ups and downs, but it comes together, and it's always exciting, and we're always glad we went through whatever we had to go through to get to this point. We're always glad because it comes together.
Jason, also I've seen pictures on Facebook. Costuming is pretty extraordinary too.
Yes. Marcy Hall is helping us out, as well as Laura Arrington and Pam Givens, putting these period costumes on the actors. And I've seen almost everybody in their costumes now, and they are pretty spectacular.
Yeah, it's really neat.
Ticket information at 323-6681. That's the Strauss Theater Center. Jason Reinhart and Debbie Chandler with Les Miserables at Brown Auditorium, produced by the Strauss Theater Center. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you.
You can hear this and other Lagniappe podcasts in the listening room online at kedm.org.